我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你给我们又一次的机会来寻求认识你自己的心意。
You give us another chance to seek and to know your heart's desire.
主啊，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, how thankful we are to thee.
因为你把你自己毫无保留的赏给我们。
Because you give us, you wholly give us yourself.
你为要常常维持我们在你里面，你做了许多的工。
And in order to sustain us always to be in you, you have done much work.
过去你做的。
What you have done in the past.
现在你还是在做。
You continue to do today.
你一直要叫我们这些人不离开你所要我们站的地位。
You continue to work so that we would not leave the position of standing within you.
我要叫我们活在你的荣耀的丰富里，知道。
So that we can live in the riches of your glory until we see thee face to face.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship thee.
愿意我们亲爱的主，照着你自己的定义，让我们更多的认识你。
Lord, may it be according to thy own will that you allow for us to know you even more.
和你手中的工作。
And the work of thy hand.
主啊，给我们越过越清楚，不跑在你的外面。
Lord, it's time.Goes by, let us clearly know so that we would not go outside of your work.
不在你旨意以外来浪费时间。
So that we would not waste our time outside of thy will.
你给我们非常清楚地看见你的定义的时候，就让我们毫无保留地去跟随。
Do clearly show us so that when we see your will that we would follow on.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是你要我们跟随你。
Lord, we thank thee because your desire is for us to follow you.
你不让我们要你来跟随我们。
You do not desire for you to follow us.
因为只有你是我们的主。
Because you are our Lord.
我们向你低头敬拜。
And we bow our head and worship thee.
晚上求你再一次借着你手中的工作所显明的向我们在说话。
This evening, through the work of thy hand and what you manifest, continue to speak to us.
借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，叫我们里面的眼睛明亮。
Through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, cause our eyes within to be enlightened.
主啊，我们都在这里等候你。
Lord, we all wait for thee here.
带领我们活在你的面光。
Lead us to live under your light.
我们敬拜赞美你。
We praise and worship
thee. 祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天晚上要把神做工的法则来结束。
Tonight we'll wrap up the topic of the principle in which God works.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他不单是在人中间有工作。
Because God does not only work amongst men.
这些工作都是根据他自己的意思。
And all this work is according to his own will.
更重要的是他不单是叫我们看见他的工作。
More importantly, not does God only show us to see his work.
也叫我们看见他做工的法则。
But he also allows for us to see the principle in which he works.
我们上次看到神做工的法则最末了的一项。
Last time we looked into the last point of the principle in which God works.
那是神一切的工作都是在基督里。
That is, all of God's work is in Christ.
因为神一切的工作就是为了要表明基督。
Because all of God's works is in order to manifest Christ.
他也是借着基督来完成他整个的永远的旨意。
It is also through Christ which God completes his eternal will.
所以我们看到神所有的工作都是围绕着他的儿子。
Therefore, we're able to see that all of God's work surrounds his son.
我们看过怎么样来认定在基督里呢?
We have also seen how do we determine if it's in Christ.
我们交通到神看做工的人过于他自己所要做的工。
We share that God looks upon the man, the person in which God works more than the work itself.
因为从开始神就已经说明了他要得着人。
Because even from the beginning, God has stated that he is to gain man.
但是人常常有一个错觉。
Yet man oftentimes have this misunderstanding.
人是要的工作。
Man desires work.
但是神却给我们看见。 他要的是人。
Yet God allows for us to see what He is after is man.
所以他借着他的手中的工作来把人造就成他所要的。
Therefore, through the work of God's hand, He develops man, establishes man to the man which He is after.
反过来说
，contrary，
他如果没有得着人的话
，if God was not able to gain man，
他可以暂时放下他的工作。
God will temporarily lay aside His work and not work.
只等到他找到了他所要的人。
Until He is able to find one who He is after.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在旧约的历史和新约的历史里边，我们都是看见神在这一方面很明显的动作。
Throughout the history of the Old Testament and the New Testament, very clearly we're able to see God working in this direction.
我们也又看见。
We also saw.
神得着人，并不是得着人在那里会动。
When God gains man, He is not gaining the action, the activity of man.
他是要得着人来做他自己的彰显。
But God is gaining man to be His own manifestation.
那因此我们看见神把他所寻找的人都是带到一个这样的光景。
Therefore, we're also able to see that God brings man to this condition.
要把他们磨成神的儿子。
That is, God conforms them to the image of His Son.
因为只有神的儿子才能把神做一个完整的表达。
Because only the image of His Son, His Son can be a complete manifestation.
我们常常都提到。
We many times mention.
我们人总是有偏向的。
Man is partial. We have our own inclination.
不是说我们故意有偏向。
It is not that we intentionally have this inclination.
而是我们的天然就摆出来就是有偏向。
But by nature, we are inclined certain ways.
所以你要很完整的来表达神就有点缺欠。
Therefore, with that nature, it is our shortcoming to perfectly manifest God.
特别是在神的性情这一方面。
Especially in this area of God's nature.
我们人若不是偏上只看见神的怜悯和慈爱。
If man is not inclined toward only seeing the love and the mercy of God.
而忽略了神的公义和圣洁。
And neglect the righteousness and the holiness of God.
就是翻过来，刚好翻过来。
It will be exactly the opposite.
看重神的公义和圣洁，就把神的怜悯和同情扔在一旁。
We see the aspect of God's holiness and His righteousness, and we throw aside His love and mercy.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他要显明出来的时候。
When God is to manifest Himself.
他是非常均衡的。
He is very balanced.
不会伤害他的公义。
When he manifests one aspect, he will not harm the other as his righteousness.
也不会短缺他的怜悯和同情。
Likewise, his love and mercy will not come short.
但是在他显明同情体恤的时候。
Yet when God shows us his sympathy and his compassion.
他也不会伤害他的圣洁和公义。
Likewise, it will not harm His holiness and His righteousness.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的主在地上的时候做了许多的事情都是如此。
When our Lord was on earth, He did much things, and that was the case.
你一面看见他的怜悯、恩待、慈爱、同情。
On the one hand, we see how merciful our Lord was, how loving He was, how kind He was, how compassionate He was.
那另一面你也看见他是圣洁、公义、严肃。
Yet, on the other hand, we're also able to see how holy He is, how righteous He is, and how solemn He is.
他就是那么完整的把父来表达出来。
That was the way how He completely, perfectly manifested the Father.
特别是在他挂在木头上的时候。
Especially when He was hung on the tree.
你看那神的公义和神的怜悯在哪里相遇了。
You're able to see how there the righteousness and the love of God met.
你在十字架上你不是单单看见神的爱。
On the cross, you do not only see the love of God.
你同时看见神的公义和圣洁。
At the same time, we're able to see God's holiness and God's righteousness.
正因为神的圣洁公义也在十字架上来显明。
It is because the fact that God's holiness and righteousness was manifested on the cross.
所以当他的儿子背上人的罪孽的时候。
So that when his son bore all the inequities of sin,
神就把他钉在十字架上。
God nailed him to the cross.
并且掩面。不看他的儿子。
God had to cover, hide his face, not to look upon his son.
但是另一面呢，你也有看到。
Yet, on the other hand,
就是他的儿子被挂在哪里。
It is through his son being hung there.
神的怜悯就向人大大的流出。
That was how God's great mercy has been outflowed to man.
神拯救人的路就在那里打开。
That was the way in which salvation is made man manifest to man.
绝望的人在哪里就找到路可以回到神的家中。
Hopeless man was able to find a way on the cross, the way to go home.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
是我们看见神一切的工作。
Therefore, we're able to see all the work of God.
都是在那里来显明他的自己。
Is to manifest himself.
是他在我们身上所做的，除了为我们打开回家的路以外。
Therefore, upon us, the work that God does, aside from opening the way for us to go home,
他也继续在我们身上做工。
God continues to work upon us.
把我们带到一个地步，完全的去脱离亚当的性情。
He will bring us to a point where we'll completely rid ourselves of the Adamic nature.
然后就把神儿子的性情显在我们的身上。
Then God will manifest the nature of His Son upon us.
借着神儿子的性情，把我们带进神儿子的性格，也在我们的身上来造成。
Through the manifestation of His Son's nature, God will lead us to also be molded into the character of His Son.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
那这是我们上一次所交通过的。
This is what we shared last time.
那我们今天还要继续往前来再交。多交通一点。
Now tonight we'll continue to have some more fellowship.
你怎么去认定在基督里这个事实呢？
How do we confirm the fact that it is in Christ?
除了刚才我们所提的那两个点以外。
Aside from the previous two points we mentioned.
那我们要看到第三点。
We have to see the third point.
第三点是相当严肃的。
The third point is extremely solemn.
也是我们人很不容易跟上的事。跟得上的。
It is also a point that it is not very easy for man to be able to follow on.
这也是我们常常都会提到的。
This is something we often mention.
神重看人的里面过于人的外面。
God looks within man more than God looks from without.
就是说神留意人里面那个实在的光景。
In other words, God pays attention to the actual reality that's within man.
过于人在外面的表现。
Over what man is able to manifest without.
人在外面的表现，人没有办法来辨别是真的，是假的，或者是多少是真的，多少是假的。
From without, it is difficult for man to be able to tell whether it is true or false or how much of it is true or false.
但是我们的神在他做工的法则的里面，他不是看人在外面表达的是什么。
Yet, in the principle in which God works, God does not look from without to see what man is manifesting.
神是注意到人里面那个实际的光景是如何。
Yet, God pays attention to the actual reality that is within.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
因为当我们从有神的性情到给带到神的性格的表达，以致神的形象能在我们的身上发表的时候。
Because from the point when we're able to be brought from the nature of God to the character of God in order for the image of God to be manifested.
这个完全是里面所造成的。
This is completely done from the work from within.
当然你要看那个现象的话。
Of course, if we were to look at the phenomenon,
人可以模仿。
Man is able to imitate.
人可以装作。
Man is able to put it on.
但是怎样模仿，怎样装作。
Yet no matter how man tries to fake it or to imitate,
在人眼前 人不一定能把它辨别出来。
Before man, it may not be distinguishable.
但是在神的眼中，神看到。
Yet in the sight of God, God is able to know.
这一部分是虚假的。
This is false.
那一部分才是真实的。
That part is real.
那神所留意的就是留意人的里面有多少。
That is what God takes note of. How much is within man?
人的里面有的是什么？
What is inside man?
那这是我们常常提到罗马书第二章那里边所提到的话。
This is what we oftentimes mention about the words in Romans chapter 2.
那就是罗马书二章的28跟29这两节。
That is in Romans chapter 2 verses 28 and 29.
那里是说到你外面做犹太人的，神说不是犹太人。
That there it says that if you're a Jew from without, you are not a Jew.
外面的隔离在神来看也不一定是隔离。
Circumcision from without is also not circumcision with God.
真的犹太人是从里面做出来的。
But one who is circumcised or a Jew inwardly, then that is true.
真实的隔离也是里面的那一个实际的光景来表达的。
True circumcision likewise is also manifested by the true reality that is inward.
所以很清楚的，我们读到罗马书第二章的时候。
Therefore, it's very clear when we read Romans chapter 2.
一些弟兄就给我们特别突出那两节经文的那个清楚的意思。
Some brethren especially point out how clear those two verses are.
他们把许多的那个原因结果都拿掉。
Now they take away many of those cause and effect, the reason and the result for it.
就是剩下几个字。
It only some few words that are left.
那几个字呢，就很清楚地表达神在那里说那个话的意思。
And the few words that are left clearly manifest God's meaning for those words.
是什么话呢？
What words are they?
外面做的不是。
What is outward is not.
里面做的才是。
It is only what is inward that is.
什么在神的面前能被神数算和纪念呢？
Now what can be remembered and counted by God?
神不是看人的外表表现到一个什么的程度。
God does not look upon how much you're able to manifest outwardly.
他是看人里面实在的有神所要的到一个什么的地步。
But God truly looks within to see how much reality you have inward.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
我们留意。
We pay attention.
那在大卫的身上。
Upon David.
你很清楚地看到一些事情。
Very clearly, we're able to see several things.
按照他被神选召的那一个时刻的记录。
Upon the time which he was chosen by God,
他的哥哥们比他都强，从外面来看。
Externally, all his older brothers were stronger than he was.
但是神对撒母耳说，
Yet God said to Samuel,
你不要从外面去看人。
Do not look upon man based on the appearance.
我不拣选这些人。
I do not choose these individuals.
所以大卫的哥哥们一个一个的出来，神说不是，不是，不是。
So, as David's older brothers came out one by one, God continued to say no, no.
但是大卫呢，在那个时候，在他的家里头，好像都给人忘记了。
Yet David, during that time, in his own house, it seems like he was forgotten.
虽然他是小儿子。
And even though he was the youngest son.
但是却没有在父亲的心里头有地位。
Yet, being the youngest, he didn't have any position in his father's heart.
直到撒母耳来问他。
Even until Samuel asked him.
你的儿子就是这么几个吗？
Are these all the sons that you have?
你再没有儿子了吗？
Do you have no other?
他才说。
And then he said.
还有一个小儿子。
There's one more.
现在在外边放羊。
The youngest one is outside tending to the sheep.
那撒母耳就说。
Then Samuel said.
你把他赶快把他叫回来。
Quickly bring him.
如果他不回来的话，我们就不吃祭肉。
If he does not return, then we will not partake of the sacrifice.
感谢神在那一件事上面。
Thank God upon that event.
你听到神的话说得很清楚。
You're able to see God's words very clearly spoken. focus.
神在哪里说
？God says.
神看人是人看人是看外面。
When man looks upon man, they look upon their appearance.
神看人是看里面。
But when God looks, He looks upon the heart.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
在大卫被召的事情上面
upon
是那样清楚给我们看的。
Upon the calling of David, we're able to clearly see this point.
不单是大卫的事情是这样。
Not only upon David.
在旧约。那里边许多的事情，神都是给我们看到这样的光景。
In the Old Testament, there are also many other events that show us this condition.
我们曾经提过的。
We once made mention.
基甸和米甸人打仗的时候。
As Gideon was fighting against the Midianites.
原来他们人数就已经不多。
At that time, they had few in number already.
但是神说人还是太多。
Yet God said that is still too many.
从那个两万人留下几千人。
From the thousands, tens thousands to thousands.
但神说还是太多。
God said it is still too many.
但是敌人是多少啊
？But how many did the enemy have?
他们说好像满地都是蝗虫一样。
It said they were like locusts that filled the land.
怎么几千人还说是？
Now when you have a few thousand against that, it's not too many.
神也给我们就看。
Then God shows us.
人是看着外面。
Man looks on the appearance.
但是神是让人看到里头。
But God allows for man to look within.
神就说留下300人。
God says, keep 300.
神说很够了。
God said, it's more than enough.
弟兄姊妹，你又留意到。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
在以利沙的日子。
During the days of Elijah.
那个亚兰人又来抓他。
And when the Aramites came to arrest him.
他们发觉以利沙是在哪一个城里。
Where did they discover Elijah to be in?
他们就动用了大军把那个城都围住。
Now they used a great army to surround the city.
以利沙的仆人一看。
And then when Elijah's servant took a look and says, Oh my gosh.
亚兰人都把我们围困了。
The Syrians have surrounded us.
他把这个消息告诉以利沙。
And then he told the news to Elijah.
但以利沙说。
What did Elijah say?
你怕什么
？What are you afraid of?
与我们同在的比他们的更多。
Those who are with us is more than against us.
所以以利沙就求神开那个少年人的眼睛。
So God, as Elijah asked God to open the eyes of that young man,
而让他看见究竟保护以色列或者说保护以利沙的究竟有多少人。
In order for him to see the multitude that was protecting Israel, or in other words, Elijah.
而当这个少年人的眼睛一打开。
Now when the eyes of this young man was opened.
他就看见。天地都是火车火马，那是天上来的军兵。
He was able to see the heavenly hosts, all the chariots of fire, and that surrounded them.
然后结果就把那个亚兰人的军兵全都俘虏掉了。
And as a result, they took captive of all the Syrian army.
特别是在属灵的事情上面。
Especially upon spiritual matters.
你要从外面去看，去认识，去领会。
If you want to understand or to see externally,
那个明白的可能性是很小的。
That possibility to understand is very low.
因为属灵的事情不是根据外面人的眼睛看得见的，手抓摸得到的。
Because spiritual matter is not based on the fact that the eyes can see and the hands can handle.
而是根据人里面的眼睛去看的。
But it is based upon the facts from man's eyes within to see.
所以弟兄姊妹你记得。
So brothers and sisters, you remember.
保罗在以弗所书的第一章的祷告里面是怎么说的
？In the prayer of Paul in chapter 1 of Ephesians, what did he say?
他说求神把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
He prays to God that God would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
那赏给我们这所发生的第一件事情是什么呢
？Now what is the first result of God giving us the spirit of wisdom and revelation?
是照明我们里面的眼睛。
It is to enlighten our vision, our eyes within.
那叫我们里面的眼睛明亮过来。
So that when our eyes within are enlightened.
那我们眼睛里面的眼睛明亮过来了。
And then after our eyes would then are enlightened,
我们就看见神要我们看见的。
Then we would be able to see what God shows us.
如果我们就从那个祷告里面的内容来说,
if we look at the content of that prayer,
那里求三件，保罗说, 我把那个眼睛明亮了，他就能看到三件事情。
There, when Paul says that when our eyes are enlightened, we're able to see three things.
第一件是我们的指望。
First, we're able to see our hope.
第二件事情是我们的产业。
And then we're able to see our inheritance.
第三件事情是神在我们身上所显的能力。
Then we're able to see that the might which God manifests upon us.
神们那里提到三件事情。
Brothers and sisters, there are mentions these three
things. 没有一件是我们这一个眼睛能看得见。
None of those three things are those which we can see with our eyes.
你要看见那三个事情,
if you want to see those three things,
你非要里面的眼睛明亮, 你就没办法看见。
Only if your eyes within are enlightened, then you can see.
我们可以用这个眼睛来读这些字句。
We can use our physical eyes to read the letter of the word.
但你里面没有看见就是没有看见。
Yet within, if you do not, you do not see, then you just do not see.
不知道那里讲的是什么。
You just don't know what that is speaking of.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
等到我们里面的眼睛明亮了。
When indeed our vision is enlightened within,
我们就看到了。
Then we're able to see.
看到什么?
What do we see?
三件事情。
We see three things.
完全是集中在基督的所事和所做。
These three things are completely focused on the fact who Christ is and what he has done. That means
完全是集中在神定义要做。
It is completely focused upon what God is to do.
是神定义要做成那些事情。
What God has willed to complete.
我们明白神做。
We understand that God has done them.
我们不明白神还是做。
If we do not understand, God also does them.
哦，这个是一个何等 厉害的要求。
How great this requirement is.
你要是没有看见神所要做的,
if we do not see what God is to do,
我们可以把那个字句读过来。
We can just read the words.
我们也可以把那个字句说明出来。
We can also explain the words.
但是那个实际是什么呢?
But yeah, what is that reality?
我们就没办法能掌握。
There's no way for us to grasp.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他在我们身上工作的时候,
when God works upon us,
他是按照他自己的法则来带我们去接受他手中所做的。
It is according to his own principle which he leads us to accept the work of his hand.
他把我们带进基督里,
he brings us in Christ.
他也把我们留在基督里,
he also allows for us to remain in Christ.
那他怎么能叫我们知道我们是在基督里?
Now how does God let us know that we are in Christ?
他就借着圣灵的工作,
it is through the work of the Holy Spirit.
叫我们里面的眼睛明亮过来,
so that eyes from within are enlightened.
从里面就接触到
from within, we're able to come into contact with the work of the Lord. Indeed, we praise and thank our God. Because he shows us this for us to pay attention to. Indeed, we thank our Lord.
因此我们读到哥林多后书第四章的时候,
therefore, when we read 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
那里就很清楚给我们指出一个事实了。
There clearly points out this fact for us.
他说我们行事为人不是凭着眼见。
It says that we walk by faith, not by sight.
那还是凭着信心。
But by faith.
什么叫做信心?
What is faith?
信心就是你里面的那眼睛看见了。
Faith is what you're able to see from within.
那眼睛眼见是说的我们这个眼睛所看见的。
What is seen, that is what is visible to these physical eyes.
信心就是说的我们里面的眼睛有所看见的。Faith
is speaking of what we see from the eyes within.
我们里面的眼睛看见了。When
our eyes within are able to see,
我们就知道我们 所追赶的是什么?
Then we realize what it is that we're chasing after.
我们就领会我们所持守的是什么?
Then we understand what it is that we're holding fast to.
我们也明白我们所要得着的是什么?
Then we also understand what it is that we will gain.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你注意到这样的事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you also pay attention to this.
那当我们蒙恩得救了以后
，Now after we're saved by grace,
神在我们身上最明显的、最厉害的，或是说最大的那一个工作是什么
？Upon us, what is that greatest work or the most evident work that God does upon us?
当然，神在我们身上所做的全都是很大的。
Of course, all the work that God does upon us is great and mighty.
但是我们说最大的呢
？But what is that greatest work?
那都就在这许许多多都是很大很大的所做的里头。
Now upon all of these great works that which God does upon all of these,
其中有一件事特别特别明显的。
There's one item that is extremely, extremely evident.
也可以说是那个分量是很重很重的。
In other words, you can say that portion is very weighty and very heavy.
那是什么？
What is that?
那是基督做我们的生命。
That is for Christ to be our life.
做生命就是里面的事情。
When you speak of life to be our life, that is from within.
住到我们里面去。
When the Lord abides within us.
他的儿子做我们的神。
God allows for His Son to be our life.
然后就借着他儿子在我们里面来带着我们去生活。
And then through the guidance of His Son's life within us to lead us.
然后我们是在感谢我们的神。
We indeed thank and praise our God. 那因为
什么？当我们要看到神重看里面的过于外面的呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, when we look at this point that God looks from within more than from without,
我们可以稍微留意到在旧约的日子。
We can pay attention to the days in the Old Testament.
雅各有十二个儿子。
Now, for Jacob, he had 12 sons.
长子是流便。
Now, the oldest was Reuben.
次子是西面和利未，在下去，第二、第三是西面和利未。
And the second and third son was Simeon and Levi.
那当然，流便因为做了不准确的事情。
Now, of course, Reuben, he did something wrong.
那个长子的名分就失去了。
So he lost the firstborn right.
不因为他是生来的长子，所以他就当然是长子。
Now, not just because he was the first to be born, that he is the firstborn.
他长子的名分就失去了。
He lost that right.
按照次序上来。
In the sequence.
那一个西面应该接上去。
Then it ought to be Simeon.
西面不行。
Yes, Simeon.
利未也接上去。
It should be Levi.
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
西面和利未他们做过一件事情。
Simeon and Levi did one thing.
也是非常糟糕的。
That was also very woeful.
那结果你看见。
As a result, you see.
长子的名分就顺序就到了犹大的身上。
Then, by order, the firstborn right went, fell to Judah.
按照生来的次序。
By the order of the birth.
一二三。
It's one, two, three.
怎么会轮到第四个老四犹大呢？
It fall to the fourthborn Judah.
因此弟兄姊妹你注意。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, think
out. 生来的次序是外面的。
Now, the birth order is external.
但神所留意的是他们在神的面前那个属灵的实际。
But what God pays attention to is that spiritual reality.
他们在神面前活得准确不准确。
To see if they have lived correctly before God or not.
如果他们在神面前活得准确。
If they live correctly before God.
那当然是犹大是，当然流便是长子。
Of course, then Reuben is the firstborn.
这个是毫无疑问。
There is no question about it.
但是因着他们接二连三的都不大准确。
Yet, again and again, all of them did not fit.
所以长子的名分就给了犹大。
So the right of the firstborn fell to Judah.
但是我们又注意到一个事实。
Yet, we also take note of one thing.
犹大虽然有了长子的名分。
Even though Judah had the right of the firstborn.
他有了条件有了资格来承接亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的从神来的那个应许。
In position, he was qualified to receive the promise of God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是我们再留意的话，
But if we take note,
犹大虽然没有太过分，
Even though Judah did not transgress too much,
但是他还是有缺陷。
Yet he still has shortcomings.
那因此你就看到一个很明显的事实。
Therefore, you can see one thing very clearly.
长子的名分是留在犹大的身上。
That the right of the firstborn remained upon Judah.
但是长子的祝福却不在犹大的身上。
Yet the blessing of the firstborn did not fall upon Judah.
这长子的那个祝福却到了约瑟的身上。
The blessing of the firstborn went to Joseph.
弟兄姊妹，约瑟是第十，是老，是第十一。
Brothers and sisters, Joseph was the 11th born son.
怎么算的算到他呢？
No matter how you count it, how can it go to number 11?
但是不是计较那个外面的次序。
But it is not by that external order.
要紧的是他在神的面前，他是站在神的喜悦的。那个光景里。
What is important is that Joseph was standing, in the favor of God, that he was pleasing to God.
所以那个长子的祝福就临到了约瑟。
Therefore, the blessing of the firstborn fell to Joseph.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看到在旧约一直到新约。
Now, when we look in the Old Testament to the New Testament,
我们也都是如此。
It is like that, likewise for us.
你要是看大卫跟扫罗。
If we look at David and Saul,
你看到。
You can see that.
扫罗也是神起初的拣选的。
Saul by order was also first chosen by God.
但是扫罗他只是一些维持一些外面的动作。
Yet Saul was only one who kept some external activity and movement.
里面却是背弃了神。
Within he forsook God.
那结果神就把他放在一旁。
As a result, God put him aside.
就拣选大卫来代替了他。
Then God chose David to take his place.
那在新约的时候，我们看见十二使徒里边也发生过这样的事吗？
In the New Testament, we also see this event with the 12 apostles.
那犹大是我们的主亲自拣选的。
Joseph was personally, Judas was personally chosen by the Lord.
但是他里面不对。
Yet within he was wrong.
从被主拣选那一天开始，一直到他吊死的那一刻。
From the day he was chosen by the Lord to the day that he hung himself.
他里面就没有一个时刻是向着主是对的。
Now, within him, there was not one moment that he was right before the Lord.
所以他才走上了卖主的那个路。
Therefore, that's the reason why he went on the path to betray the Lord.
那结果就是失去神对他的那一个拣选。
As a result, he lost that choosing from God.
那结果神就兴起马提亚来代替了他。
As a result, God raised up Matthias to take his place.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这些例子。
Brothers and sisters, you can see all these examples.
很明显的给我们看见。
Very clearly it shows us.
神不是根据外面所做的是什么。
God does not base anything upon our external actions.
也不计较人在外面应付神，应付到怎么的天衣无缝。
God is also not mindful at all how much we showcase ourselves externally, even if we are perfectly putting up the front.
但是你没有办法能躲得过神的鉴察。
There's no way that we're able to escape the examination
of God. 人以为是天衣无缝了。
To man, we think that is perfect. We did everything perfectly right.
但是神还是看见人的缺陷在哪。
Yeah, God is still able to see man's shortcoming.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他在人中间做工。
When he works upon man,
一直要把人带到在基督里。
He continues to bring man to be in Christ.
所以他很注意人的里面的实际过于外面的表现。
So he pays all the attention to the reality of man within more than what is without.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we praise and thank our God.
甚至你回到旧约里面来的时候。
Even when we return to the old covenant.
你看到一件很不简单的事。
We see something that is not simple.
那是什么？
What is that?
那是撒母耳代替以利家。
That is this matter of Samuel taking the place of the house of Eli.
弟兄姊妹，你注意一点。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to one
thing. 以利家是亚伦的后裔。
Now, Eli is from the house of Aaron.
但是撒母耳不过是利未的人。
Now, Samuel was only a Levite.
利未人怎么好去代替亚伦的后代呢？
How is it that Levi can take the place of the descendant of Aaron?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神就是在撒母耳跟以利家的当中做了一件事情。
That is, between the house of Eli and Samuel, God did something.
而他就是用撒母耳来代替了以利家。
And that is how God worked. He used Samuel to take the place of the house of Eli.
你说为什么？
You question why?
因为以利家虽然在那个资格上面他们是绝对是承接亚伦的次序。
It is, by qualification, the house Eli is supposed to succeed the order of Aaron.
撒母耳怎么样也没有条件来接上亚伦的那也从神所接过来的那个
No matter how and what, there's no way for Samuel to be able to connect on to the ministry of Aaron.
你就看见神做了一件很例外的事。
But yet, God did something that was out of the norm.
你说，例外也得要有根据啊。
You say, with an exception, there must be a basis.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们都知道撒母耳是凭着拿细耳的条例来接过以利家的祭司的职分。
We know that it is by the statue of the Nazarite that Samuel was able to take over the ministry of the house of Eli.
但是不是所有的拿细耳人都有这样的机会。
Yet not all the Nazarites have this chance.
但撒母耳他不单是一个拿细耳人。
But Samuel is not only a Nazarite.
但是他里里外外是一致的。
But within and without, he was one and the same.
那所以在那一个时候，以利家空有那个祭司的那一个顺序。
Therefore, the house of Eli at that time only by name had the order of the priesthood.
但是里面不对。
But within, they were wrong.
所以外面也就失去了。
Therefore, without, they lost it.
撒母耳就是用着拿细耳的这一个实际。
And Samuel, by the reality of the Nazarite,
他不单是外面做拿细耳。
Not only was he a Nazarite from without,
他里面也是拿细耳。
But inwardly, he was also a Nazarite.
是神在那一个时候。
So during that time,
神就用着撒母耳代替了以利家。
God used Samuel to take the place of the house of Eli.
有时候当我们看到这许许多多的事的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we see all these things,
我们就留意到从旧约一直到新约。
We're able to see from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
神重看的是神，是人里面的那个光景。
What God pays attention to is the reality, the condition from within.
他是根据人里面的那个光景来定规他在人身上做工做到一个什么的地步。
It is based upon the condition of the man inwardly to determine how much work that God is able to do.
好了，我们留意到神要把人带进基督里。
Now we pay attention to that God leads man in Christ.
而我们怎么去认定在基督里的事实呢？
How do we confirm this fact of in Christ?
那就透过这三方面，我们就留意到在基督里的那个实际。
It is through these three points that we're able to see the reality of being in Christ.
但是你光是知道怎么认定，还不能接上神的做工。神所做的工。
Yet with the mere knowledge of these three aspects to assure ourselves that we're in Christ, we cannot follow on to the work of God.
我们紧接上去的要看了神怎么把我们维持在基督里。
What we must follow on to see is how God keeps us in Christ.
而这个是在我们整个的属灵追求的过程上面，我们要很清楚的掌握得到。
This is something we must be able to clearly grasp upon our spiritual pursuit.
当我们看到神所有的工作是把我们带进基督里，也维持我们在基督里。
When we're able to see that all of God's work is to bring us in Christ and also to keep us in Christ,
那我们就看见神在我们身上有两方面的动作来 把我们维持在基督里。
Then we're able to see that there are two sides in which God works to keep us abiding in Christ.
怎么看呢？
How do we see this?
一面我们看消极的。
On the one hand, we see that which is passive.
另一面我们看积极的。
We see also the active side.
那弟兄姊妹看消极的。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we're passive,
是我们常常在神的面前误会神，误会到一个非常深的地步的。
It is sometimes that's why we misunderstand God to a very, very deep degree.
因为人的天然的里面好像很自然就有一个想法。
Because by nature, very naturally, man will have this way of thinking.
我们信了主。
We believe in the Lord.
我们是跟随主的人。
We are those who follow the Lord.
我们是神用他的儿子的重价把我们买回来的。
We have been purchased by God with the great and heavy price of his son.
所以神定规不会在我们身上做很重的动作的。
So of course, God will not work very heavily upon us.
那因此所以有些时候神要把我们维持在基督里啊。
Therefore, sometimes when God wants to keep us abiding in Christ,
他会伸出手来给我们一些干预的。
God will extend forth his hand to intervene.
不但是在我们新约的日子是这样。
Not only is that the case in the New Testament,
在旧约的日子也是一样。
Even during the days of the Old Testament, that is the same.
就是如果我们读那个旧约的生命记。
Brothers and sisters, if we read the Old Testament, Deuteronomy,
我们就看到神的心思是非常明显的告诉以色列人。
We see that the heart of God clearly tells the Israelites.
就是说。
That is.
神把许多的那个就把律法给了以色列人。
That is, God gave the law to the Israelites.
包括了十条诫命。
Now, that is the Ten Commandments.
包括了一个生活的典章。
And that is the statutes.
包括了一些侍奉的那些条例。
That is also the ordinance for service.
那笼统的来说。
As a whole.
神说你们对以色列人说你们要绝对的遵行我所吩咐你们的这些。
God says you must keep all of this which I command you.
如果你们跟从这一些。
Now, if you keep all of this.
神说神应许你们 祖先的那些祝福是毫无疑问的，一定是让你们去享用的。
All the blessings which God promised to your forefathers, you can enjoy.
如果你们不跟从这些话呢？
Now, if you do not keep my words,
那么你们就会受到一些很厉害的咒诅。
Then, of course, you will be cursed.
那我们看旧约的时候，
Now when, Now when we look at the Old Testament, that is also the way in which God guided Israelites. When we see the condition of the Israelites. Now when the Israelites live correctly before God, God manifests his blessing. They feel this is very natural. Yeah, when they themselves gone astray, upon them, God disciplines them.
他们就埋怨。
They begin to murmur.
他们就迷糊了。
Then they were confused.
他们甚至就在那里离弃神了。
Even to a point they forsake God.
那丢出问题是人天然里面的一个倾向。
Brothers and sisters, that very naturally that's man's inclination.
就是到了新约的时候。
Even in the New Testament.
我们这些有神儿子生命的人。
For us who have the life of the Son of God.
严格的看起来
，strictly speaking，
我们也好像比以色列人好不到多少。
It seems like we're not very much better off than the Israelites.
神给我们赐福的时候，我们说神不错。
When God blesses us, we say God is quite good.
但神有些时候向我们隐藏的时候
，Yet when God at times hides himself from us，
我们就埋怨了。
Then we grumble，
又怀疑了
，and we doubt，
又背弃了
，and we forsake。
跟以色列人没有太多的差别。
We're the same like the Israelites, not much different.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要在主面前很明确的看见。
But brothers and sisters, very clearly we must see before God，
什么时候神用消极的方法来维持我们在基督里呢
？Whenever God acts passively to sustain us abiding in Christ，
总是在我们走迷的时候。
It is when we have gone astray，
总是我们的手发酸。腿发酸手下垂的时候。
It is when our hands and our feet, they are weary and they grow numb.
那在这一个时候。
That is at that time.
神就给我们管教了。
God disciplines us.
弟兄姊妹们，你说神是爱啊，怎么他要管教我
？Brothers and sisters, you question, God is love. Why would He discipline us?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们不能不很清楚的要看准。
We must clearly see accurately.
神所以要给我们一些个管教。
God must in order must discipline us.
乃是要维持我们。
It is in order to keep us in Christ. If we use the words to the Israelites in the Old Testament,
那神对以色列人说,
God says to the Israelites,
我把你们从埃及带出来,
I brought you out of Egypt,
让你们承受这一个迦南地,
so that you can inherit this land of Canaan.
我不是只是让你们进来尝受一下,
it is not just that you can come in to possess and enjoy.
而我是愿意你们长久的在这里享用这个应许的迦南,
but I want you to abide and enjoy this land of Canaan, this promise. So that you can always enjoy the promise of this land of Canaan. Therefore, God gave them the law. Brothers and sisters, you can see Deuteronomy chapter 4 and 5.
你就看得很清楚。
Very clearly, you can see.
神在那里接二连三的在那里说。
God repeatedly tells them.
我为了要叫你们长久。
It is an order for you.
在这个地上来享用神的应许。
To always perpetually enjoy the promise of God on the land.
而不是仅仅享用应许。
It is not only to enjoy the land, the promise.
让你们长久的在那里享用应许。
But that you perpetually enjoy this promise.
弟兄姊妹，这个是非常。
Brothers and sisters, this is very clear. God disciplines the Israelites. It is in order for them to remain in Canaan. It is not to take a payback to revenge for them. To be strict, it is not punishment for them. Of course, externally looking at it, it seems as if it is punishment. But when we realize the purpose of that punishment, then we can see that punishment was in order for them to remain in the promise. Likewise, that principle for the church in the New Testament. Brothers and sisters, when we read Hebrews chapter 12, brothers and sisters, very clearly, you can see the words there. Pay attention to how it reads in Hebrews chapter 12. We can take a look. Even if we do not read it, you are very familiar. Where will we begin? Starting with verse 5.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说我儿不可轻看主的管教被他责备的时候也不要不可灰心因为主所爱的他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子你们所忍受的是神管教你们待你们如同待儿子焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢管教原是众子所共受的你们若不受管教就是失子不是儿子了再者我们有生生的父管教我们尚且敬重他何况万灵的父我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗生生的父都是暂随己意管教我们唯有万灵的父管教我们是要我们得一处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
That's Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 5 to verse 10.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到这一段的话里都说得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, you pay attention to these passages, it's very clear.
神要对神的儿女来说，神要会给他们有管教。
To the children of God, God will discipline them.
有责备的。
God will chase after them.
甚至是有鞭打的。
God will also scourge them.
当然你从程度上头来说你看到的。
Of course, from the degree you can see.
最轻的就是责备。
Now, when you are the lightest will be rebuked.
严重一点的就是管教了。
And then there will be discipline.
再重一点的就是鞭打。
And then there will be scourging.
但是你 你说啊，神啊，你为什么这样肯心？
Then you question God, how can you be so willing to do this?
我们是你儿子的血买回来的。
We have been purchased by the blood of your son.
你是我们的父，我们是儿子。
You're our father, we are your son.
你怎么能下得那么重的手？
How can you have a heavy hand upon us?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你如果是看外面的话，
if we look at it externally,
好像神真是有点过分。
It seems like God is doing it, overdoing it.
弟兄姊妹，你看到神的心思里面去的时候，
but brothers and sisters, do we look into the heart of God?
你就很清楚地留意到，
very clearly we can see,
神所以责备我们，
it is because God rebukes us,
神所以管教我们，
it's because he chastens after us,
神来鞭打我们，
even because he scourges us,
那还是为了一个目的，
it is for one purpose,
要叫我们给维持在基督里，
so in order for us to be remaining in Christ,
用希伯来书上的话来说，
if we look at the words in Hebrews,
那是要叫我们在他的圣洁上有份，
so that we can be partakers of his holiness,
我们是在感谢主，
indeed we thank the Lord,
但是我们不能不承认，
we must confess,
我们这些人很不明白神的心思，
we truly do not understand the heart of God,
我们的天然就是喜欢要得神的祝福，
by nature we only want the blessing of God,
我们不甘心让神给我们有任何的管教。
We're not willing at all for God to discipline us in any way.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
but brothers and sisters,
神知道，
God knows.
他如果不需要管教，我们的神也不甘心给我们管教。
If he does not need to, God is not willing to discipline us.
但是神如果给我们管教的时候，
but if he does discipline us,
弟兄姊妹们，我们要明白，
brothers and sisters, we must know,
这是神做工的一个法则，
this is a way in which God works,
要维持我们在基督里，
in order to keep us remaining in Christ,
我们感谢神，
we thank God.
那这个是消极的那一方，
that is the passive aspect of it.
那积极的那一方面呢？
What is the active part?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
积极的那一方面，
the active aspect,
那是需要我们有一个很明亮的心思来跟上去。
Needs for us to have a very clear mind to follow on.
什么是那个积极的动作来维持我们在基督里呢？
Now, what is that active movement to keep us abiding in Christ?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在这一方面，没有一样是给我们感觉神苦待我们。
In this aspect, there is not one thing that allows for us to think that God is mistreating us.
我们都觉得，哎呦，我们的神真的是太宝贝了。
We feel our God is truly too precious.
我们没有向他要的，他都给我们预备。
Even we did not ask of him, he prepares for us.
我们在他面前有所求的，他就丰丰富富的显出他的作为。
And when we ask of him abundantly, he manifests his work.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
那神在积极那一方面来维持我们在基督里。
Now in this active aspect of how God keeps us abiding in Christ,
头一点我们要留意到的，
the first point is,
那是神用他的恩典来吸引我们。
God uses his grace to captivate us.
我们不得不承认，
we must confess,
光是在救恩的这一个事实上面，
upon this matter of salvation,
我们就看到神用了何等的恩典来纪念我们。
God, how much grace God has used to remember us.
我们都晓得我们这都是不配的人。
We all know we are those who are unworthy.
而我们也没有在神面前寻求过怎么样让神来解决我们的难处。
And not for one moment have we sought before God how he would take care of this hardship for us.
我所说的难处是不是一般的难处，是说罪和死的难处。
Now this hardship I'm referring to is not any common hardship, but it's the hardship of sin and death.
我们的天然的里面又怕死。
By nature, we are afraid of death.
又怕黑。
And we are afraid of darkness.
又怕凶险。
And we are afraid of danger.
我们都不甘心碰到这些事情。
We're not willing to encounter any of these.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
虽然我们怕这些东西。
Even though we're afraid of these things.
但是我们从来不会寻求神怎么把我们拯救脱离这样的限制。
Yet not for one moment did we seek after God how he'll deliver us from these constraints.
感谢主。
Well, we thank God. We did not ask from him. Yeah, he himself prepared salvation for us. So that we would be delivered from the fear of death. So that we would be delivered from the bondage of darkness. And that we will also be delivered from many dangers and perils. Now, if our within our heart is sensitive, now we're very clear on the feeling of grace. We realize how much He lavished His grace upon us. Assuredly, our one response would be that it is for sure we will follow the Lord and no one else. Now, brothers and sisters, when we accurately follow the footsteps of the Lord, of course, our result would be that we are in Christ. But now, when we are referring in Christ, we mean the reality of being in Christ. It is not by position that we are in Christ, but I'm referring to the reality of being in Christ. We thank our Lord. And so it is drawing us by grace. Indeed, we have to praise and thank our God. Just as Paul mentions in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
原来是基督的爱,
it is that we are compelled by the love of Christ. For one have died for all.
众人就都活了,
then all have died. Then all have died.
因此他退众人活,
and because he lives for all, we all live.
那这个死死活活,
now this matter of dying and living, now, how did it all begin? It is all begin with the love of Christ that constrains us to be strict.
这个激励啊,比激励这个词的本身还要强烈一点。
Now, this word to compel or constrain us is even a stronger degree than that.
保罗在那里是说,
Paul is saying there,
原来是基督的爱在那里冲击着我,
it is that the love of Christ has impacted us.
弟兄姊妹,
now, brothers and sisters, how strong is this impact?
我想比去年12月的东南亚那个海啸的那个冲击还要厉害。
Now, the impact of this is much stronger than the tsunami that was in Southeast Asia. Indeed, we thank God.
历史历代以来,
throughout the generation,
许多清新爱主的神的儿女,
those children of God who love the Lord with a pure heart,
神的恩典的冲击, 神的恩典的吸引, it, 让他们心甘情愿的, 毫无保留的来维持在基督里。
There are so many children that love Him with a pure heart that are impacted by this grace, impacted by this love of God, that without any reservation, they wholeheartedly follow the Lord. Now, this is one aspect in which God works by drawing us with His grace. Aside from drawing us with His grace, in this active aspect, God also uses His word to be our guide. Very clearly, He shows us how we ought to choose, how we ought to follow, how we should escape, how we should seek. We thank our God. He spoke much words to us. And He uses all of His words to give us a direct guidance. So that we know, so that we would not go outside of Christ. So we will not run outside of Christ. Now that is very clear.
But 熟悉。
By that time, so not too familiar with the word of God.
或是不能那么有把握的掌握到神的话语。
Or that we cannot grasp the word of God with much assurance.
神又用恩膏的教训来给我们有扶持。
God also uses the teaching of the anointing to support us.
不但是给我们扶持。
Not only does he support us.
也给我们那个供应。
He also supplies us.
扶持我们叫我们不软弱不失脚。
He supports us so that we will not be weak, that we will not fall.
供应是供应那个能力叫我们能站立的稳。
He supplies us with power in order for us to stand firm.
那这个恩膏的教训 那一个实际呢？
Now what is the reality of that teaching of the anointing?
那是圣灵在我们身上所显明的那个扶持。
That is the support that's manifested by the Holy Spirit upon us.
这些属神的人。
So that we who belong to God
一直受着一个保护,
we will continue to receive this protection
不偏离主的心意,
that we will not go astray from the heart of God
不离开在主里面的地位,
that we will not depart away from the position we have in the Lord
那个约翰一书的二章说到恩膏教训的时候,
So when we read 1 John chapter 2 about the teaching of the anointing
那么清楚的说,
there the words clearly tell us
小子们啊,
little children
你们要按照恩膏的教训住在主里面,
you must abide in the Lord according to the teaching of the anointing. What does it mean to abide in the Lord?
就是维持我们不离开基督,
that means we continue to remain in Christ, that we do not depart from Christ.
也是维持我们在基督里,
that we remain in Christ.
我们是在感谢我们的神,
indeed we thank our God.
不管是消极的那一个带领,
whether it is by a passive guidance,
或者是他积极的带领,
or an active guidance,
神的那个目的都是要叫我们留在基督里。
The purpose of God is in order for us to remain in Christ.
不离开在基督里的神所放在哪里的一切的丰富。
That we would not depart from Christ and all the abundance which God has placed there in Christ.
就是享用神的自己。
That is for us to enjoy God himself.
那就是享用基督的所事和所做。
That is to enjoy who Christ is and what he has done.
那好了。
Now,
那我们看到这里的时候。
When we see this point,
我们把神一般把神做工的法则从一般上面来说我们能看得见的都交通过了。
We have shared, in general, all of, the principle in which God works, as a whole, that which we can see.
在总结神的做工的法则的时候。
In summarizing the principle in which God works,
我们就留意到一个事实。
We notice one fact.
这个事实是在我们身上要显出来的。
This fact is to be manifested upon ourselves.
那是什么呢?
What is that?
不管神做工的法则是怎么的表达出来。
Regardless of how the principle in which God works is manifested.
是分别也好。
Whether it be consecration, separation.
是保留少数人站在他那里也好。
Or it is to keep a few standing on his side.
不管是哪一点。
Regardless of which point.
我们看到。
We can see
在人这一方面
upon man
有一件事情是绝对不能缺的。
There is one thing that absolutely cannot be lacked.
那是什么呢?
What is that?
无条件的顺服。
That is complete absolute submission.
绝对的顺服。
That is absolute submission.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的神。
Indeed, we praise and thank our God.
人毫无保留的顺服主做工的手。
When man absolutely surrenders, submits to the working hand of God,
我们就看见那一个结果。
We are able to see that result.
我们是在神的永远的旨意的里头，接受神的造就。
That we're able to be edified by God according to His eternal will.
把我们带到合神心意的地步。
So that we can be brought to a point where we're meet for him.
从个人来说是造就。
Individually speaking, it is our edification.
从团体来说就是建造。
Corporately, it is our building up.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那我们在认识上面，我们是有了这些的交通。
In understanding, we have this fellowship.
那要紧的就是接上来。
And what is most important is what follows.
我们用一个顺服的心思和态度来响应神做工的法则。
We must use this attitude and this mind of submission to respond to this working principle of God.
来让神在他永远的计划里边所要做成的能给带到完成。
So that God can bring the completion of his will to completion.
我们实在盼望我们的主。
Indeed, we hope that our Lord
让我们是很准确的很真实的去领会他做工的法则。
Would allow for us to accurately and truly come to know of his working principles.
让神在人中间做工的时候我们不会偏离他所要做的。
So that as God works in the midst of man, we will not go astray from his work.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
关于神做工的法则我想我们就结束在这了。
As to the principle of God's work, we will end here.
但愿主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord deal kindly and be gracious to us.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.